Hey there, Ariana here.
And Jamal is by her side.
Or is he?
He is.
Anyways, you're listening to Classes in Session. So, today's episode is going to be about the differences in making excuses for people you care about or accepting those people for who they are.
Okay, it's a thin line between the two. I see where you're going.
Thin line.
Let's dive right in.
All right, let's dive. Head first. I'm just going to tell you how I feel about it. I think it's easy to be manipulated by the people you care about and conform to their behavior. Like, sure, you can accept a person for who they are, but if you don't agree with that person's, like, if you don't agree with who that person is, but yet you continue to allow those actions around you, then I feel like you're just conforming to their behavior.
And then me, on the other hand, I feel like it's as simple as just accepting them for who they are. Like, if you put pressure on them or try to point out everything they do wrong and everything they do that's kind of wrong to you, then more than likely they're going to be fake around you and not even being them true self. What you think about that?
So you said put pressure on them.
Yeah, I mean, with correcting everything, or they're going to start thinking like, what do they want me to be? I got to be what this person want me to be.
Not necessarily that. You don't have to change for me, but you're going to respect me while I'm around.
Oh, respect, like, is mandatory. You say respect?
Yes, definitely. Mandatory. And on the other hand, if you see that someone, like, if you have the potential to influence someone's life that's not, like, grown and already out there in the world, but if you have the potential to influence their life, then why not say, okay, you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that if you truly care about them? But instead, it's like, okay, you get a pass because that's just who you are.
Yeah, at this point, I think with me is, I done tried the other side, but now that's just who you are. I just need to know that's you, and I make the adjustments. Like, you probably wouldn't even know it, but I'm rearranging how I deal with you, look at you. Like, if I feel like you got flaw in you, of course I'm not going to give you the opportunity to truly hurt me in any kind of way. It's what they call it, feeding from a, what kind of spoon?
A long-handled spoon.
There you go.
See, wait. The way you said that like it's just a random person. The key words in the opening of the episode was people that you care about. So this is for people that, like, it may be somebody close to you by blood. It may be your best friend. So, like, this is just people that you care about, not just someone random. Because, sure, like, if it's somebody you work with, like, it really don't matter. Like, you're going to be who you are. Like, who cares? You're not a part of my life. Like, sure, we work together, but I'm not trying to influence you in your day-to-day life.
I guess I'm a little cold because I can feed the ones I'm close to from a, what is it, long handle?
Didn't we just say that?
But I'm saying the people that I'm close to, I can do the same. Like, yeah, that's just me. Like, we can be close, but like I said, I'm not going to let you get, I don't know. I'm not going to, if I know your flaw and I know what your flaw is, I'm not going to put you in a position to really hurt me in any kind of way or do damage. So even if it's just regular conversation, I'm not going to dive deep into it. I'm not going to tell you everything, you know, just stuff that if, let's give a example, not an actual example, but if I know you, if I tell you something, you run and tell someone else, and I know that, and you my blood or you close to me, I'm going to make the adjustment and just not tell you because I know that's one of your flaws. Instead of me saying, hey, man, I found out last time, you know, I told you something, and it got right back there, and you know, you're the only person I told, right? Get what they're going to do next time. Hey, man, don't tell nobody, but Jamal told me this. So that's just, you know, how I feel about it. It's up to you to make the adjustment. Everyone else, they gonna be them regardless. It's in their soul to be them.
So
soul.
So making the adjustment. When it's someone that you care about.
Okay.
And
bring it on home.
Like, okay, so you gave the example of what was your example?
My example is someone that you know always go back and tell someone else something that you told them in confidence.
Okay, so your example was telling a secret.
Yes.
So I'm thinking more public, more things that's like out and about, like out in the world. So for instance, if we are out somewhere, I don't know, we could be at a restaurant, we could be in Walmart, like, okay, we just out somewhere. And like, if you're with me, if we go in this facility, whatever facility it is, if we go in this facility together and we are like, if you get in trouble, then we're together. So they're going to put both of us out. And what I'm getting to is that, like, we could be together. I could be acting the way I act, and I could be accepting you for who you are. But if you turn around and do something crazy and I sit to the side and say, oh, that's just who they are. Like, if something go down, both of us going to get in trouble. Like, both of us going to get put out. I can't just tell them, oh, never mind them. That's just who they are. We can give them a pass. That's just who they are.
I see where you're going. I guess that goes back to growing up and growing apart. Like, if we're not maturing on the same level, that's a tough one. And it also depends on my relationship with you, too. Because more than likely, if I feel like you're that type of person and I know I'm not on that same time, good chance I'm not going in Walmart with you. I'm just using your example now. It's a good chance. So that's what I'm saying. I make the adjustments beforehand. And yeah, I just think that's what I'm growing up. That's what I'm talking about. The long handle. That means so I'm in the car and you in Walmart.
When you're saying this, you're saying, okay, I make the adjustment beforehand, so I know what to do and what not to do with this person.
Because it has happened before. It has happened in the past, or something taught me, hey, bro, you might want to, you know, don't want to do that with them. Let them go head on. All right, go head on. Or I might just, hey, you might right or wrong, dog. I'm with you, whether you right or wrong. Be you. So I might even chance, you know, you being stupid and all that.
That's what I mean by conforming.
By chancing it, by.
Like, you wouldn't do this yourself, but yeah, you accept it from someone that you're with, risking not only their, I don't know, persona, but you're risking, you know, how people look at you as well, because you're associated with them. Not even associated, because I keep going back to someone that you care about. So if you're close to this person and you know how they are, you would conform to their behavior and say, okay, I'm with you, right or wrong, ride or die, we doing this.
So what would you do in that situation? And we'll just use the example, you know, going to Walmart and this person acting out. Matter of fact, let's go to the screen. This person's stealing and you in there with them. Like, you don't see them much when you go home and y'all in Walmart together. You just trying to spend time with them. You know, like I said, you don't get to see them as much. So they steal something. And then you go out, y'all make it outside. You don't know where that come from. I ain't see you pay for that. What would you do or say?
So I'm going to hit on your example, but the person that I am, I don't care if you're stealing or paying for it. If you have a certain type of demeanor and I don't agree with it, I'm going to feed you out of that long handle spoon.
Come on to my side.
Like, you could be, no, I'm definitely not going to your side.
Come on though.
What I'm saying is, like, you could be my brother, you could be my best friend, or you could be my coworker.
Come on over like, to my place.
If any of these people, like, go in Walmart trying to steal, and I'm with you, one, if I already know you a thief, I'm not just about to say, okay, that's just the way that person is. I ain't about to go in Walmart with you.
Okay, come on over to my place.
What? I don't understand what you're saying. Are you thinking that I'm agreeing with you?
No, I don't think you're agreeing with me on purpose.
No. Me personally, I think you're the type to conform to behaviors.
How?
Bro, you let anybody get away with anything.
What you mean?
Like, you so chill with it. That's just the way they use.
No.
Like, no, that's just the way they use. They don't mean nothing by it. They act like that all the time.
No.
I ain't about to deal with them then. If that's just the way they is, that's just the way I'm not. So I'm not about to hang around you.
No, see, I be looking at big picture, and I be knowing big picture. I be knowing the end game, you know, the ins and outs. So it may seem like that to you because you're, sounds like you're so mistrustful about it that, yes, I'm laid back.
Did you just call me the big lady out, Matilda?
Fed her that chocolate cake with that, with that mess in it. Yeah, but I'm just saying, that was just an example of, you know, like a mean teacher, even though she was the principal.
So, I mean.
You said the keyword, you said, I'm so laid back and chill about it.
Yeah.
I'm laid back because I'm observing, like I'm peeping it, and then I'm like, okay.
No, you already know what the type of person this is. You said either you ride or die or it's, oh, you know, that's just, you know, that's them. I can't change them. That's the way they are.
Because in what the examples that you're talking about is not like, of course, like we're talking about Walmart. But if it's just, I don't know. Sometimes I put myself in a situation where I don't care enough that you do something or something is a little off. I don't care enough to address it. That's probably where the chill part comes from.
So maybe I care too much.
No, you don't care too much. It's, I don't want to say you're a control freak because I'm a control freak, but you're just very, very punctual. I am too when it comes down to it. That's the difference. I'm a come down to it type of person. Like, okay, I'm going all out because I done gave you this much rope. You like, oh, nope. You were hanging. You kicked the chair. Hang. That's the difference between, I know that was a scream, but that's the difference between the two. That was a scream, but that was kind of right too. But I give you a little more rope. I give you a little hope. Like I said, because I really don't care that much. So, yeah.
So they own a chair with the rope around their neck. You don't care always that much, but you're going to give them a little leeway so they can stand on their tippy toes and they possibly may survive.
They started with leeway. They started that way. Just keep on, you know.
So me, on the other hand, if you're standing up there on that chair, like if you put the rope around your neck, if you're standing up there on that chair, you want something bad to happen. So why not? Get it over with.
I want to dive deeper into. So I'm the one, I conform to the behavior.
You definitely conform.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Since we're talking about me, I'm finding out new things. Do you feel like I could do something different and change the behavior?
Yes.
So that's what it's coming from.
And being the type of person you are, like whenever you're around somebody, let's say, I mean, with the whole purpose of your Murray Mentality podcast, you want to just, I don't know, expand people's outlook. Like you want to give them things from your point of view, how you think about things. And if you're so into the way you think about things, then you obviously think that, like, you have a good mindset and, like, more people should think about it from, you know, a different lens.
Mm-hmm.
So with all that being said, with you being the influencer that you are, and I say that because, like, in all honesty, you influence people your age, younger than you and older than you. Like, people running around comparing themselves. Oh, he did this, he did that. Well, he do this. Oh, he spent quality time. He do this, he do that. Like, just random stuff. Like, they comparing you to themselves. When in actuality, like, y'all are not the same at all. But
Never.
They wanna touch on it. So if you got this type of influence on people, then like why not say something when you see them not doing what you think is the right thing to do?
Great question, but it's about balance, and it's really about balance, because if I was more of a outspoken person when it comes to correcting their behavior and not laid back and just laugh it off, brush it off, I don't think I would be perceived as those things that you just said. I don't think I would be looked at as that. It'd be, Jamal think he know everything. Jamal,
so are you afraid that you'll lose your influence on people?
No, because it don't matter to me in either way. It just came this way because, like you said, and I think it's more so because they see how I handle my business or how I look at things. But I think the scale can be tipped down when we're talking about this balance and go in the opposite direction of, instead of them even looking at how I do things or trying to imitate what I'm doing, it may be, man, Jamal think he know everything. So that's what I feel about
it. But some
it.
People do think you're arrogant.
I mean, call it like, see what it was.
So, I mean,
I just think it would be more like some people, like those people, does they don't matter at all. Like the people that you're talking about. But the people that I influence, they do matter to me. Not because I influence them, because they're close enough to see those things that's influencing them. So they do matter to me in order to be that close. So those are just some of the things I look at. It's like, I don't know. It's like I said, it's all about balance though when it comes to being in my shoes. And of course I've been like this my whole life. So it's not anything new. And maybe even the part that you're talking about I conform and all that I'm, do you think I've been like that my whole life? Or am I getting softer? Am I, as I'm getting older?
I think that you've always been like that.
Even when you said I was mean?
You always conform to people you care about.
Okay, so if it comes down, let's say, okay, let's give an example. Let's say family. When it comes down to family and caring about them, the way I would approach or handle a situation when it comes to a friend doing something that a family member may do that rubbed me the wrong way, the friend, I can cut them all the way off. You know, just, you know, you dead to me, basically. The family member, they will never be that because they're my family. And it's just like, it goes back to you can't choose your family. And plus, I'm big on picking my battles. So if I know how I address situation when somebody rub me the wrong way, I can't take that into approaching a family member because I know it's going to go all the way bad. Because I'm going in for it to go all the way bad. So that's kind of my approach when it comes to the family members I really care about. And what
you say,
so you
would rather not have it go bad, so you just accept them for who they are.
Maybe at the time that they did it, but later on I might, you know, slide something in there in general to try to help that situation without hitting it on the head. So I guess what you just
so said, you want to beat around the bush?
No, I guess kind of. Because it's all about how you say it. So when it comes to family, I guess kind of. I mean, yeah. Because I know what I'm about. And I'm not trying to. I don't want to be ugly to the ones I love. So
if I
have to be the bigger person to just see your little mishap and just not even look the other way, but just be like.
Conform. You conform to it.
It is what it is.
So me, on the other hand.
Someone got a sword.
No,
she's swiping you down.
Don't do this.
All right,
I'm not Fruit Ninja. So with me, on the other hand, if you're family and I see you doing something crazy, I feel like if I notice you're doing something crazy, if I notice it, I know somebody else out there is going to notice it as well. So being that we are family, I feel like it's my responsibility to have your back, essentially. And when I say have your back, I don't mean it's my responsibility to take up for you. it's my responsibility to call it out and let you know, like, hey, this is, like, what you're doing is not right. Like, what you're doing, what you're doing may have a negative impact on you later on. Like, other people that's not your family would talk about you behind your back and not let you know. But me, on the other hand, I'm bringing it straight to the table, straight to the source, because I want to see you do better.
And have that been your way? Have you been successful doing it your way?
There has been one person that I have been unsuccessful with. And you know how I am. Like, if something is on my chest, like, I'm going to say it. Like, and that's how, like, and note to the class, if you hold things in, if you bottle things up and something worries you, that causes stress. And I feel like I need to avoid stress at all costs. So if something is on my chest, if I'm thinking about it that much, then I need to let it out. Like, just have a release.
So I guess that's the problem with me. I don't be thinking about it. It don't mean nothing to me.
I mean, of course it don't mean nothing to you. Like, a lot of stuff, you kind of just laugh off. You laugh it off. Like, you laugh at it and you make it into a joke and then, like, moving on.
But see, okay, that may be what you see on the outside. But in the inside, I am internalizing some things that you probably don't know about. You know,
You can internalize it, but me from the outside, if I see something happen, and then I know, oh, he's going to internalize that. He's going to handle it. He's going to handle it so that I can't see. Like, it's not going to be on front lines. He's going to handle it behind the scenes.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm a
but then the it turned around and happened again. Oh, maybe he hadn't handled it yet. Maybe he's still working on it. But then it happens again. Oh, maybe behind the scenes isn't working.
Man, come on, man.
Well, maybe
I've been very successful.
Or maybe he's conforming.
I've been very successful in the way that I approach it. Honestly.
Because you don't approach it.
I do too. See, you don't know, man. That jump be deep, man. It be way deeper than what you think, man.
Give me an example.
I didn't give you a note.
No lie.
It just be deep, man. That jump be deep rooted. Like, the stuff that you're talking about, that you're probably saying I'm conforming. I hate to use something. No, I don't. I take
this
it
is
back.
Our life.
Of course, but I think it goes back to, and I'm probably finna go way off the ramp, and you're probably finna be like, nah, you running, whatever. It goes back to only God can judge you. Like, that's kind of how I look at it in my approach to things, because no one knows what anyone is going through. No one knows what you've been through. No one knows how you arrived at whatever you're doing. Whatever that person you're talking about doing, it didn't start 10 seconds before they did it or something. So when I'm talking about, like, my close family or the people I'm closest to, 90% of the time, I do know most of the stuff that led up to that point. So that's why I say it's deeply rooted. And it's nothing I can just stop right there, because it's like, I have to try to help influence the whole outlook on life itself to even get to that. So that's why I can kind of brush that to the side and keep doing what I'm trying to do in the sense of influence the outlook on life itself. That's why I said I look at the bigger picture.
So I completely understand what you're saying. I don't know what people have gone through to get them to that point. But
I
should
laugh because I know what you be thinking.
On the other side, you don't know what that person that they're talking to, what that person has been through.
You're right.
So, like, sure, you could have lost your legs yesterday and we are on the phone and you talking crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I could have had a heart attack yesterday. Neither one of us knows our past, but in the moment, you should have respect for one another. Mm-hmm. And I can't, like, sure, maybe after the fact, you'll feel like, oh, I shouldn't have said that to that person because they just lost their legs. I'm not the type to feel like that. Because in that moment, that person who lost their legs, they knew exactly what they were doing. And it's up to them to know how to approach people. It's up to them to know how to handle their emotions or, you know, whatever has impacted them. If they're confronting somebody or if they're just talking to somebody and have a disagreement, that disagreement then caused you to lose your legs. Like, your legs was gone when you came to me.
See, that's the thing, babe. See, that's, so when I be saying big picture and I'm looking at the entire thing, the thing is, most times when two people are at odds or disagreeing or mad at each other, they're not mad at the other person. They're mad at themselves. So that's what I mean when I say when it comes to my people, I'm trying to help them be happy with themselves, have a positive outlook on their future, things of that nature. Because I totally get what you're saying. You're 100% correct in the sense of you don't know what the person you're talking to going through either. And that's why a lot of times, you know, black on black crime happens, because you don't know what that person you're talking to going through, and the person that's talking, you don't know where they're going through coming from. And that's why a lot of the crimes or black on black crimes be like over miscommunication. So I'm just trying to help, like I said, my people. Like, you know, I got zero understanding when it comes to anybody besides my people. But when it's my people and I know where you come from, and I've been like, and you're right, I think about it now more so just in the household growing up, I have been like this my whole life. But that's why I had that influence and why I always been able to get through to all my people my whole life. So you're right. But it's a give and take. It's that balance. Like I'm saying, I promise you it's that balance, man. It's like, I don't know, I had this like mentality. I was like very mature when I'm like 9, 10, and I was like the spokesperson in the house, like, all right, what Jamal think? Like, and I used to have to, you know, come with my answer. It was like right or wrong, different, and it used to be black and white. But then I got to looking like, oh no, the issue is not what's going on today. The issue is within. The issue is built up. It took a long time for you to come up to this negative way of thinking or approaching this. So it's going to take a long time to reverse it. So that's just my mindset when it comes to my people now. So yes, I may not be as harsh as I would be to a stranger, but it's a work in progress.
You just said something.
What I say, man? What did I say that's going to trap me now, man? What did I say?
You say in the household coming up, yeah, you were the person to go to.
Yeah.
See what Jamal think.
Mm-hmm.
And you also said that you, I guess, mentally, you mature early. So you were always the go-to. Okay, let me ask you this question. Were you the youngest in your household?
Man, you know I was.
Okay, just want to get that out there.
Oh, what you got me? She cross-examining me.
Just want to get that out there to the people.
Oh, shoot.
You are the youngest in your household.
Right.
And you are the person that everyone comes to.
Right.
When they have a disagreement to see what you think.
Not even to see what I think. It was like coming to me for
the answer.
The answer, yeah.
Yeah, that's my whole point.
Okay,
so the fact that you're the youngest person in the room and people are coming to you to get the answer,
mm-hmm,
is so much bigger than like history or in that moment. It's so much bigger than the both of those things, because one, you should be looking up to those people coming to you for answers. And the fact that you've always been the go-to person, the fact that you've always said, okay, this is wrong, this is right. The fact that you've always been, I don't know, the mediator. It's like no one else has had that opportunity to fill those shoes. Hmm. So it's like, oh, I don't have to think like this because I already got somebody on my side that does think like this. Or I don't have to worry about getting the answer because I can go to somebody who already has the answer, that has had the answer for me his entire life.
So I'm going to keep acting out and I'm going to let him do the thinking.
I'm going to continue to do what I want to do no matter what type of effect it has on me, because in the end, I have somebody on my side that I can always go to and ask these questions.
So you saying I stop giving that and then they will have to search within.
You conform.
Oh, Jesus.
You conform. No, that's, I'm saying, that's so my, that's I'm trying, my word
I'm trying
of this
to get
episode.
Someone. I'm trying to get somewhere. So you're saying if I stop.
If you allow people to have to think on their own, how far do you think they would get? If you allow them to think for themselves and then come to you and say, okay, in summary, this is what happened. How do you think that will go differently? Like, versus having, like, how do you think it would be different, your input versus not having your input? Do you think the story would go the same way, or it would have the same type of outcome? Not necessarily, like, you would do these exact things, because nobody is the same person. Everybody goes on their own journey, but may end up at the same place.
I guess at this point, you're right. I don't even give input no more. Like, when they call me with it, I just be like, I just go along.
Except you do. You do give input.
Man.
You do give input.
Oh, no, man.
And what I'm saying, you do give input. You don't call out what's wrong. You say,
oh, so that's,
and that's it. You don't call it out for what it is. It's more of, okay, this is my family that's talking to me about this. I'm going to have my family's back. So me saying something would technically be me going against them. And I've never really done that before. So instead, I have to just listen to them and let them get it all out.
So you think if I say something and...
Wait, do you really think people come to you to just talk to you and not get something out of the conversation? Like, do you really think they call you just because they know you're going to listen? Is that why you think they call you?
I don't know. I ain't never thought about it.
Bro, when anybody call you, I forgot this. But we were watching something and it said,
I know what it is. I ain't going to tell you.
That's low down. That's low down. Would you do that to your family?
A lot of times.
That's low down. But anyway, if you're benefiting from this conversation.
We were watching Joan them.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you talking about the interview?
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about.
What Mozzie say?
Mozzie, if it ain't beneficial, it's artificial.
If it's not. Okay, Mozzie. Mozzie. I'm tweaking right now. I'm tweaking. He said, if the conversation is not beneficial, it's artificial. So what I'm saying is that goes both sides. Like, if it's not beneficial to them, they don't want to hear it. Like, what good is it going to do them? So what I'm asking you is, do you really think these people that you care about, that care about you, do you really think they call you just to let you hear about what happened in today's, current I don't know, events. Stuff that happened.
So is the homework gonna be for me this time?
The homework is I don't know. I feel like the homework is gonna be for the both of us.
Okay.
And like, okay. Is much different because, like, me personally, I got a couple stories, but I don't know, classes in session is not ready for my stories yet. Like, I'm breaking it down slowly here and there, but this story is bigger than the last few episodes that we've put together. So, like, I'm gonna say this was our little debate,
mm-hmm.
where we're talking about excuses, or as I like to call it, conforming. We're talking about conforming. We're talking about how
I know
the love and respect we have for people, sometimes that outweighs doing the right thing. Not only doing the right thing, but yeah, doing the right thing. Like, you love this person so much, you care about this person so much that you don't want to ruin that friendship. You don't want anything to kind of, I don't know, tip the bowl over and something spill out that you're not ready for.
I know what I'm gonna do. Going forward, I'm.
And it's not something you could just say, I'm about to start doing this. Because remember, you've been doing this since you were 9 or 10.
I can turn this on and off now. Because with regular people, I do this all day.
But it's what I just say. It's different because it's the people you care about. It's the people that you love.
I can put a little love sprinkling on it.
I wish y'all could see me rolling my eyes.
Oh, but no, I really can. So all I gotta do is say it out my mouth and I do it. So what I'm going to do going forward, I'm going to listen to everything, boom, boom. And I'm gonna go ahead and give a verdict right there. hey, you was wrong. You could have did this. Why you didn't think about this? And then, because a lot of time my verdict don't be, like I said, what happened then. My verdict be going into it. You know, you knew it could potentially go this way. So why did you keep going? You know, take responsibility of your actions. Next time you back out or back away before it get all the way there. I can do that. I just said I'm going to do it. So I'm going to do that. Hopefully everything just goes so peachy. I don't have to. But if it doesn't, hey, I'm the right man for the job. Then I might stop getting them calls. Tell everybody. Gosh. I'm serious. That's how it go, man. When you just, dang, I ain't called Jamal for him to try to tell me what to do. I'm just trying to tell him about it.
Nobody's just trying to tell you about nothing.
Okay.
They want to know what Jamal thinks about it.
That's right. But Jamal don't ever tell him and they still call. So that means they getting something out the ordeal.
No. You say, mm-mm.
So that means I'm backing them?
Backing them up. Giving them more. You're adding fuel to the fire.
Man, what about, what's going to be the homework for the class? Because I'm sorry, class. It's got a little personal today.
I don't think this is really homework for the class. Maybe it's extra credit for the class. So if you, like, you can, it's up to you. Like, it's your decision on whether or not you change the way you are.
That's what I think.
I'm not asking anybody to change because, like, you are who you are and
you don't have to change to enhance, get better.
Oh, well, that's a thing too. But like the person that I am, if I don't agree with it,
meaning
I'm not gonna, like, you won't find me around a certain person if I don't agree with what they're doing. So
I think the best way to help them is to be around though.
So you witnessing this flaw?
No, because you're helping while you're around. Like, the flaw is 10, 20 seconds or 5 minutes. But in
order But every to, time you're around, the same flaw happens. So how are you helping?
Nah, it don't be like that. Nah, man. I'm telling you, the only way. You can't help by saying something and then dropping. You can't help then. You wash your hand. But like I said, it's not big enough. It's not enough for me to care that much that I have to drop them. It's easier for you to stay around. Listen to how I look at things. Listen at me talk about what you talking about with you. I just think it's easier to help being there. I'm not going to risk Jamal ever. Personally. But it's worth me being around him. Because it's not. The things that we're talking about, it's not something so bad that I'd be like, what the wrong with you? It's not those type things. It's like what we call flaws. It's human being flaws. But it's not some of those, hooray, D. You know what I'm saying? It's not that. So it's just some little
sometimes
tweaking.
That's how I feel.
Of course, because you, I know who you are. You're not Trunchbull.
I am me. I am Ariana.
What's that man's name? Baldhead? Major Pain. That's who you are. That's who you are. But yes. I still feel like there's hope in there. There's hope in my way, babe. There's no hope once you not be around them at all, especially when they're your family. You can't pick your family. But once you're not around them at all, you can't help them at all.
So, you know, I'm about to give this quick example. And I could say this, like, in the African-American homes. If your child is doing something and it may not be like this no more. It probably not. But when I was coming up,
all right,
like if I did something that my mom, I'm gonna say my guardian, because it could have been my mom, it could have been my great grandma. If I was doing something that they didn't approve of, first time around, I don't know. I might get a whooping with a switch with the twig still on the end of it. Like first time around, that's probably what's gonna happen. But then the second time around, it's like, you know how they give you that look? Like, you really want to go do that again? You know what happened last time?
It's different with your kids.
So it's like that look. So same with like my little cousins.
Your mom ain't whooping you or telling you you was wrong now when you do something?
I ain't never whooped them before. But it's all about like, It's really all about how you came up, because you can know you're wrong when you're doing something. If they're that young and y'all probably know who I'm talking about. But if you're that young and you know, like, I ain't supposed to be doing this, but then you kind of look at me out the corner of your eye to see if I'm looking at you do wrong, and I give you that look, they'll just stand there and, like, smile or something.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm caught.
Or, ooh, I got to be this person because she around. When she leave, I'm back at it again, like I was saying in the beginning.
Or it's like, ooh, I can't do this right now.
Mm-hmm.
But then it comes down to it, like, okay, if you can't do this right now,
do you think about this every time you're about to do it and I'm not here? No.
But
so I'm working on this, not do it every time.
But how's that working for you? Because with me, on the other hand, this one thing happened at home. They were doing this at home. And I don't know if I said something or I looked at them, or I probably said something crazy. They thought I was playing at first. Kept doing it. Then I probably thumped them. So then next time around, oh yeah, I will thump. But next time around,
I will thump.
We're actually in my car. And I think it was like eating. I think it was drinking something. You're in my car. And me personally, like, if you're going to eat in the car, like, clean up after yourself or don't eat at all. So we in the car and they doing the same thing. Like, they was just going back and forth with each other. But I looked at them and they remembered the last time they got thumped. But then, like, their mom also called it out. Like, such and such in this car. Automatically, it was like, oh, shoot. One, I don't want to get thumped. And then, oh, shoot, I'm in the car doing it too. I'm going to get thumped even harder.
Man.
So it's like, big picture, you think about, like, sure, it's when I'm around, but it's not going to happen when I'm around.
I can do that.
It's not going to happen when I'm around. It's not, I won't allow it to happen when I'm around, because one, that's not something you should be doing. Hmm. Like, sure, if don't nobody else care about their car, that's you and yours. But if it's something that you're not supposed to be doing, then I would hope that in someone else's car, they would do the same thing, so that you're not like, okay, you're not 12 and 13 years old still pouring juice out in the car.
But see, I think that's more of a band-aid. I'm working on the root. I'm trying to root so it can be fixed. But
it's all how to act. And when I say that, I'm saying, like, okay, you're young, you're doing it now. You mm-hmm. see, okay, I'm not supposed to be doing this type of thing. Boom. Then, oh, I'm out and about. I'm not supposed to be doing this type of thing in the car. Boom. You learn this while you're young. If you don't go ahead and nip it in the bud while you're young, then you get to 12 and 13, you do it in the car, and oh, it's funny. You laughing at it. Oops, I did that. Hee hee hee. I don't find that funny.
I got the way that I'm going to do it going forward. I'm going to listen to everything. I'm going to repeat it all back.
This could be long.
And I'm going to say, what part do you feel like you were wrong about? Just a whole review. I can see that. Because most time, when I'm listening to all sides of each story, everyone is telling me stuff from their perspective. No one is considering how it made the other person feel. So that's what I can throw in there as well. How do you think it made them feel?
Or not even that. Would you want this to happen to you? Would you want somebody to do the same thing to you?
But remember, they're coming as the victim. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
When things happen and people come to me and I get everybody's side in it, each of the person that's coming to me, to them, they're the victim.
Okay, say you did something crazy this happened to you.
So listen. No. So listen. I can say, how do you think this affected them? Like, or what could you have done different? Because like I say, every time they come, each person is only caring about how they felt and there's how they're responding. No one is thinking about the other person, care about it all goes back to what I said. The person don't be mad at you. They be mad at themselves and it comes out at you. That's it. We as blacks, we gotta heal.
So me, I don't be mad at myself. But when I see
But you don't lash out just, I'm talking about just stuff that just be like, dang, why they acting like that about it? I mean, and I know this because I did this my whole life growing up. I used to fight like every day. So I know.
So, and then a lot of times with me now, this is getting so long, but a lot of times with me, I feel like this is just a good conversation between the two of us. You can listen if you want to.
And what J. Cole say, if you stayed this long, you really mess with us.
Right.
But go ahead, honey. A lot of times with you.
A lot of times with me, you said about lashing out.
Yeah.
Here lately, the little experiences that I've had, I don't even say anything.
Right. Me too.
Like, and I don't say anything, but I don't know. Call me Petty Betty.
Uh-oh.
Like, I don't say anything, but I'm like, wow, if you do this here, I know you do it at home. So this is really how you live every day.
But, babe, when I'm talking about someone lashing out of how, I'm talking about when they're feeling disrespected.
You mean, you, okay.
Because that's what it is. Nip said it best. We need to change the way we respond to feeling disrespected. That's how we black on black crime. It's all about their respect. God, die for my respect. Man, when you really just think about it and look at it, bro, ain't nothing you want to die for out there. Unless you can save someone you really, really, really love or something. But that's what I'm talking about. Like, in our communities where you see, like, it just be anger and hurt when you lash out a certain type of way, when you feel some kind of way. Because it's a way to handle everything. And like you said, when I said right, when I was talking about I don't really say anything, because of course I play basketball a lot, and I noticed this about myself, like within the last year or two, normally, like when I was younger and angrier at myself, at the world or whatever, if somebody said something to me or anything, I will automatically be on, what they call it, demon time. I will automatically be like, I will automatically be on whatever you with. I beat you right here, boom, boom. But now, like I said, last year or two, I just be like, I got too much to lose. They're not worth it. Well, I don't even think those same thoughts that made me want to hurt them then. So that's what I feel like. It's just getting people to that mindset, that level, to where you're not so upset about something of your own that you would try to inflict pain on the next person. Because that's what you're doing. You're taking your pain built up in you and you're putting it on the next person. You're going to feel this pain that I feel. Like what Gates said on IHOP, he said 10 years of aggression. You don't want to bring that out of me. That's what it be. And we're taking it out on each other because we look like each other. Shoot.
Man, do you think I have aggression?
No, I think you respond, and I just saw you
don't,
in a lot
don't
of...
Don't say something that's just conforming my behavior. Like,
get out the way. I think you respond, and I just saw you been in some situation. I saw your response where you felt slighted or felt disrespected, but your response didn't have nothing disrespectful in it, nothing ugly. You just straight up said how you felt, or I don't mess with you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about. Cause I done saw the response. If you be in all that, that's what I'm talking about. That's when that aggression in you, you're mad about something on your own end.
How you know I don't say that in my head?
You can say it in your head all you want. That means nothing. You don't inflict that pain on the person that you're delivering the message to. That's the difference. And I pay attention to everything. Like I said, I done saw you and I'm like, dang, that was a real grown way to handle it. Like, because I don't either. I mean, it's hard for me to be on the FUB. I mean, that's going to be like a three-piece. Boom, boom, boom. Like, I can't really do all that. But I always did it through the action, which was, like, my go-to was fighting. And like I said, now I can't do that anymore. Like, it's not in me anymore. Unless you really try to harm me. But other than that, man, I'm not trying. I'm too happy. I'm living too good in the inside first to try to inflict pain on anyone. I'm trying to inflict happiness on them. That's where it goes back to what I'm telling you with the way I handle this conforming that you're talking about is because I'm trying to inflict the happiness to everyone. I want everybody to be happy.
Interesting.
It's very interesting, but I think that's a good stopping point. What you think? Did you have something else to say, my dear?
I'm not going to say it.
Come on now. Bring it on home, Ty.
I just don't like being rubbed the wrong way.
Of course you don't like it, babe, but I'm talking about the way you react.
Here's the thing. So it's like, you know how it's like three strikes, you're out?
You reacted in the bigger person role. Because a lot of people are like, I come down to your level. You're not coming down to their level. You're showing your level. You're not coming. No one can bring you.
I wish y'all could see his finger.
No one can bring you down to their level. You're going to your inner you. You're channeling yourself. And you're getting down to your level.
It's levels to me.
I'm telling you, it levels to everything, man.
I got levels.
I know it, but I'm telling you, man. Somebody can get you down, but not from no words and all that, man. Because when you grown, you look at that like, oh, you just hurt. But you ain't going to poke it. Oh, you just hurt. Poke. Keep on trying to make you react.
Poke the bear.
You know, nah, because I'm the bear at this point. But you don't poke at him. You just see that and you be like, oh. They unhappy. Why would I make them more unhappy if I'm happy? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense. Why would I want someone that's already unhappy, unhappier? I don't know if that's a word, but why would I do that if I'm happy? Like, come on now. So, yeah. What was the episode about? Conforming. Because we done got deep in the grit.
Excuses.
Yeah. Oh, all that ties together. It most definitely ties together.
Extra credit. Don't make excuses. If it's not something that you, if you don't live by it, don't accept it in your life.
And then.
But if you want to conform because you want to keep these people in your life because you can't get rid of them because they're family, then I guess you have to accept it.
My extra credit is not what she's calling conforming. My extra credit is let's try to grow together. There's other ways to approach growing besides chopping you down, chopping you out, I would say. So let's try to grow together. Let's try a different way to help each other.
You know, the best elephant ears get chopped down before winter. And they grow back so just beautiful.
All right.
Just a thought. I have elephant ears.
Well, okay, class. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere else in the world.
Oh, God.
But you decided to be here with us.
I know you're with us.
You're probably late for your other class, but we had a moment here tonight.
Okay, don't be tardy. Peace.
Class dismissed.